You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Today, we live in a society which venerates tolerance as one of the highest ideals. Absolute truth is scorned as little more than an opinion with delusions of grandeur. This is the culture of the 21st century.
Today, you may find yourself pressured to sacrifice what you believe on the altar of tolerance. That is, in certain matters of urgent truth, you may not be willing to stand alone. You find it awkward being branded as intolerant of what everyone else believes.
Traditionally, men were not ashamed to speak out against what they thought was wrong. But today, we mince words so that we will not offend, and in so doing, become ineffectual. Pity help our leaders. They must appeal to everybody, right or wrong.
And anyone who dares to say what he thinks against popular belief is hounded and decried for his intolerance. Isn't it strange that the very ones who use the catch cry tolerance are themselves totally intolerant of anyone who dares to disagree?
Today, it's the middle road. Not many like to hear things in black and white. They prefer grey, the in-between. Listen to many politicians when asked a specific question. Most are masters at avoiding outright answers. They are very adroit at saying words all around the subject without compromising their position.
At least medical men have not succumbed to this pressure. They will truthfully announce that if you continue eating the wrong foods, smoke, drink too much and don't exercise, you'll probably have heart problems.
Exactly. What if they decided it was intolerant to try and change your lifestyle, something you are comfortable with? What if they decided it was kinder to let you follow your own path? You wouldn't thank them for it when you finally ended up in hospital. Yes, a good doctor has to be blunt with his patients. He has to confront them with the plain truth in uncompromising black and white.
If you were asked the question, "Are you a tolerant person?" you'd probably say yes. Naturally, we all want to be thought of as fair-minded and reasonable, and the idea of being intolerant of anything is offensive to us. We dread being labelled as narrow-minded, and so the truth suffers.
Jesus Christ was a great example of uncompromising truth. His answers were intensely blunt. Jesus did not strive to be popular. He simply challenged people to follow him. And he wasn't afraid to say hard things. He wanted their allegiance and devotion, not their admiration. Because he was God's son, he could say unequivocally, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And he also said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And this, unless you believe who I am, you will die in your sins."
To say these statements so forthrightly, Jesus Christ would have to be mentally deranged with delusions, or an evil man deliberately misleading people, or he would have to be what he said he was, the Son of God, offering salvation to all mankind.
And his message was full of simple illustrations. Notice there are no in-betweens. Jesus said there was good and there was evil. There were sheep and there were goats. There is wheat or there are weeds. There is heaven or hell, darkness or light. He is your Saviour or he is your judge. There is the narrow way that leads to heaven, or the broad way that leads to destruction. You are either saved or you are lost.
So, what's the answer to the accusation of arrogant intolerance? It's this: God has clearly shown us the way. If we deliberately ignore what is revealed in the Bible, we will be judged for our neglect. God wants to save mankind.
That's why Jesus made the most precious sacrifice of sending his Son to live among us. But as Jesus says, "I came not to condemn the world, but to save it."
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.